From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use a brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
Introducing Argos, the powerful new owned brand of oils and fluids from Advance Auto Parts. Built for DIYers, pro technicians, and everyday drivers, Argos products are engineered to be affordable, reliable, and strong, delivering the performance you need at a price that you'll love. Choose from synthetic blend or full synthetic heavy-duty motor oils crafted to protect your engine and keep you moving with confidence. Argos is available exclusively at Advance Auto Parts and CarQuest locations nationwide and online at advanceautoparts.com. You see that puddle under your car? Well, don't ignore it. That slow coolant leak can turn into an overheated engine, leading to a repair bill in the thousands. Before that happens, grab K-Seal. It's a trusted pour-and-go solution that seals the leak in your head gasket, block, radiator, heater core, and it does it fast. No tools, no downtime, and no disaster. K-Seal is available nationwide at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop leaks before they stop you. You can learn more at kseal.com. And remember what we always tell you, you don't just seal it, you K-Seal it.
Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is, remember, every Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern. Dan and I are here to take your calls, answer your questions, get you back on the road, talk about snacks. I don't know. What else are we going to talk about, Dan? We could talk about anything today. It's our show.
Well, I'm trying to catch up from daylight savings time. I lost that hour.
We talk about how tired we are. That's a common theme in my life.
I agree. Same thing on this end. Like we were talking a little earlier off air, the bottom line is my mind never shuts off.
Right. So, yes, there's always something I got to think about, and thinking has become the bane of my existence because I can't stop thinking about stuff. even though I'm at that age, I was working with some young people today and I said, oh, it's hard to fall asleep. And I went, no, I'm at that age now where if I sit too long in one place, I'm asleep.
That's true.
You'll get there eventually, kids. Want to remind everybody as we start here that we are brought to you in part by the newly redesigned autobatteries.com, your one-stop source for information on vehicle batteries, including how batteries work, battery technology. There's even a battery selector to help guide your next battery purchase. It's all right there at autobatteries.com. We also have a cool thing today, and I'm hoping we'll do this multiple times, because it's a really neat kit. We're giving away a Die Hard 73-piece roadside emergency toolkit with a portable tote. And this thing, I went on and looked at it because they didn't send us a kit. They sent us a picture of the kit. But it's really cool. It rolls up into like a roll, you know, in the back of your car. I might go get one of these because it looks really, really handy to have and portable, where it rolls up like, you see those chef's knives that roll up into a roll? It's like that, but with tools for your emergency road toolkit.
Right, which is great because everything stays in its area. But, Brian, yeah. I was thinking about if you just keep the photo in the trunk, it'll be just like having that kit.
I'll blow it up and tape it down back there. That's my emergency road kit. It's like, well, that's just the picture. It's like, well, I'm really not that handy, so the tools aren't that useful to me. And I saved myself some money. It's a $62.99 value, so it's kind of a cool thing. Yeah. I mean, it's really,
a way to organize your tools and keep them from just rattling around. I really did. When I saw it, it was like, I didn't know what they said. They said, click the link here. And I looked like, oh, that's really awesome. And it's diehard brand, so you know it's good quality.
Well, hopefully today, whether we have a caller or a listener, we can maybe give something,
that
give it away.
That would be lovely. And I'm hoping we get to do it more than once. I'm hoping next week they give us another one to give away. That would be great. So remember, if you're listening here and we're not live because we tape Thursday, Thursday's 10 a.m., give us a call. You could win one of these cool roadside kits. That number's 866-365-7746, 10 a.m. Eastern. There's a bonus. You get your question answered, and you probably get a really cool roadside kit. I don't know how you can go wrong with that, Dan.
Well, you can't. Even if you don't use it, you can re-gift it.
Even better. Merry Christmas. You just got to sit on it for a few months. Got a quick email here that I think is kind of interesting. This person says they don't have a car yet, and they're just a new driver. And says he Googled it and said any ride shorter than 10 minutes is bad for a car, because the engine and the oil don't reach full operating temperature. It builds up moisture. He said it also strains the battery because of the rapid engine wear and so on. He says, I'm not driving yet myself, and I'm trying to learn things. He lives in a small city, and he says there's nothing that's longer than a 10-minute car ride away. The longest trip, he says, is about 8 minutes from his house, which means every day he's driving, he's not driving over 10 minutes, which he says he hears is really bad for the car. He wants to know, will this really damage or wear down the car? And if it will, how can he prevent it?
Okay. Well, you know what? That comes to mind that he has a very good question there. And a little bit of background is I worked in a testing laboratory. And for an example, we would test spark plugs. It was for a spark plug manufacturer. We would take a vehicle and we would have it on the chassis dyno, and we would actually run that for 15 minutes at 60 miles an hour. And why? Well, because it warmed everything up. It dissipated, got rid of all the moisture that formed in the crankcase. And, you know, it would be just like maybe exercising a little bit before that big run that you're going to take.
Oh, yeah,
Ryan,
like warming up.
Yeah,
sure.
Just warming it up. So what he needs to do, in his case, he can start off following the vehicle maintenance reminders, I should say, or the schedule that's in his owner's manual, because the type of driving he does is severe. And believe it or not, I take care of a lot of vehicles for people that do, you know, retired people, short-term driving. Even though their car may be, you know, if you look at it, well, the manufacturer says I can go 7,500 miles on an oil change. That would not work for him in his case. In fact, what would happen is he would end up creating a lot of problems. So he is right about so much premature wear. And the biggest thing is having, especially in the crankcase, you know, having a buildup of that stiction because it doesn't warm up all the way. And happens with stiction is it will actually form around the pistons and the piston rings, and it can create problems that over time, what can happen, the ring will seize because of that carbon buildup. And even more of a reason he needs to do that. So change your oil by the seasons and follow the vehicle maintenance schedule in your owner's manual for severe driving.
Excellent. And you wouldn't think short drives were severe driving, but they are.
They are.
You see that puddle under your car? Well, don't ignore it. That slow coolant leak can turn into an overheated engine, leading to a repair bill in the thousands. Before that happens, grab K-Seal. It's a trusted pour-and-go solution that seals the leak in your head gasket, block, radiator, heater core, and it does it fast. No tools, no downtime, and no disaster. K-Seal is available nationwide at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop leaks before they stop you. You can learn more at kseal.com. And remember what we always tell you, you don't just seal it, you K-Seal it. Safe driving at night is critical, and it starts with your headlights. The sooner you're able to see an object in the road, the quicker you'll be able to react. Peak Power Vision Lighting features high-performance tungsten filaments, customized gas mixtures, and a proprietary optical coating. Peak's Power Vision Window increases light output to produce their best nighttime illumination yet. You can drive to peakauto.com for more information. It's available at amazon.com/capital P, capital E, capital A,
capital K. Introducing Argos, the powerful new owned brand of oils and fluids from Advance Auto Parts. Built for DIYers, pro technicians, and everyday drivers, Argos products are engineered to be affordable, reliable, and strong, delivering the performance you need at a price that you'll love. Choose from synthetic blend or full synthetic heavy-duty motor oils crafted to protect your engine and keep you moving with confidence. Argos is available exclusively at Advance Auto Parts and CarQuest locations nationwide and online at advanceautoparts.com. In the world of auto repair, fine for now is just a way of saying see you soon. Whether it's a timing belt, timing chain, or a serpentine belt, the experts at Dayco know it's important to replace surrounding parts as well, like tensioners and pulleys, all at the same time. That helps prevent unexpected breakdowns and roadside headaches. That's why Dayco offers one of the widest kit selections available, with premium quality parts designed to work together, making repairs more complete. You can learn more at Dayco.com.
To The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Remember, if you want to get a hold of us, it's very easy. Everything's laid out right there at thecarshow.com. Emails, phone numbers, times, names, addresses, social security numbers, all right there. thecarshow.com. It has the times we tape, the phone numbers you can reach us at. If you can't call us when we're live, you can leave us a voicemail. You can send us an email, and it tells you all the information we'll need. It's better to call because Dan almost always has a follow-up question. There's always more information that a technician will need than you hand him initially. And because you're not a technician and I'm not a technician, it's good to have be live so the technician can ask you the question, Dan being our world-class technician.
Right. And don't be shy. You know, we can give you a call.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you send us an email with a phone number, we're happy to call you. You don't have to call us. You're right. I always forget that one thing, Dan. We will call you.
We're trying to give them all kinds of options. And again, you know, hey, we're like talking to your brothers. So yeah. Not a big deal.
No. And like your brother, we just bring us a snack and we're even better. At least my brother, I know he's always happier with me if I show up with donuts. You know that.
That's the rules.
Yeah. I want to remind everybody that we're brought to you in part by Motorad, leading the way in advanced thermal engine management and evaporative emission solutions. The Motorad name is synonymous with quality and reliability, comprehensive coverage of vehicle models, and exceptional customer service. You can learn more at motorad.com. That's MOTORAD.com. And I wanted to remind everybody again that Advance Auto Parts has given us this really cool 73-piece diehard roadside emergency toolkit with a portable tote to give away. And it's really, really something cool. And like I said, I'm hoping that they'll do this for multiple weeks. I don't know. You know, I couldn't afford to do this for multiple weeks, but I'm also not Advance Auto Parts. But this is, it's a really, the essential tools you need for a breakdown, and it's the most common tools you're going to need for minor repairs. You can use it around the house. You can leave it in the back of your car. It's very portable, very, very cool thing to have. So we'll be giving that away at some point today. I'm knock wood here that we'll be giving one away next week as well, maybe for multiple weeks, and maybe, you know, I'll call as my alter ego and win one of these cool things.
Well, and the best part about it is the portability. You can take it from car to car.
That's what's cool about it is it rolls up to be very portable, very transportable, very quickly. What's been going on with you this week? Anything going on in the shop that you find interesting?
Well, it's not so much interesting. You know, I'm always busy, but yes. The unusual things I like to talk about. So what I had is I had a customer bring in a 2020 Toyota Tacoma. It was a four-wheel drive model, and he had a complaint about a roaring noise in the front. And, of course, it had all-terrain tires. And the first thing I look at, keep in mind, too, is that all-terrain tires, you know, mm-hmm. they're noisy. you know, and they, you know, I look for maybe lack of rotation and also any type of cupping that forms on the tires. Well, that wasn't the case, but we wanted to make sure. So we rotated the tires front to back and the noise was still there. In fact, it was louder because there was a little cupping in the tires. Made a determination that we had a right front bearing that failed. It was noisy. So again, looking at this, and this is the other thing. Where we're at in our region during the winter months for de-icing, there's a lot of calcium chlorides, a lot of different things that they de-ice the roads with. And this is also a plow vehicle. In other words, snow plow on it makes it even worse. Because when I had the tires off in the front, I looked, I said, boy, is this rusted. I don't even want to deal with this. So what I ended up doing is I called Advance Auto Parts. And luckily, again, in stock, but what I liked about this overall is the fact that they had a pre-pressed hub assembly. It's Dorman's OE Fix, where normally what you have to do is when you buy a wheel bearing for this, you have to take and press in and press out the new bearing. And because of the amount of rust on this, Brian, I didn't even want to deal with it because to do this, of course, you need a shop hydraulic press to press it in and out. And by using Dorman's OE Fix on this hub assembly that I bought from Advance Auto Parts, it saved hours of labor. And what do we always say? Time is money.
Absolutely.
And again, this is a plow truck. And, you know, I know the weather changed a little bit. He's not using it that much, but I was able to get him back his vehicle in a short amount of time. And he was happy. And I was happy.
Because it was easier for you. It wasn't as long.
Yeah. So like he said, and you know, the bottom line to this too, there's still a little bit of a roar in the front, which I told him again, well, wait until it gets a little louder, because what we'll probably have to do is get another one of the Dorman OE Fix wheel bearing assemblies, the hub assemblies, and install it on the left-hand side. So he's good with that. At least he was worried about the front differential failing.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Bottom line. Yeah. And you know, when I told him, you know, doing an inspection overall, I said, you know, Tom, this is what you got to do here. You're going to need a cooling system flush. I said, you know, because of the age of the vehicle and the miles you have on it, you know, at the same time with that flush. And we'll talk about this maybe in another segment about antifreezes and what you use, the coolant and antifreeze in your vehicle, and how important that is, and how important it is to put the right coolant in your vehicle, like Peak. And then, of course, I always go for the fact that I want to use a Motorrad thermostat, whether it's just the thermostat itself or the housing assembly. Newer vehicles today, you buy it in a housing assembly, because a thermostat can mechanically fail because of the cycling on and off. But corrosion forms, and when the corrosion forms, it sticks, which can cause either an engine running too cool, or if it sticks, it can overheat. And if it's running too cool, Brian, and we don't have the proper engine temperature, we consume more fuel. So that's not only doing the preventative maintenance on that end to help your cooling system to make things last longer, but it also pertains to a lot of fuel consumption. And you don't really notice it at first because it happens a little bit at a time, but it's surprising on how many people, after I do a cooling system flush and a thermostat, and how they'll report back and say, I don't know if it's me, but it seems like my engine runs smoother and the fuel economy's up. But it's true. That's why it's so important. And again, I always use the Peak products, mainly because of the fact of you buy it per the vehicle. And even though you can use the coolant color as an indicator, we have to remember that, you know, there's three different types of coolants that are used. One is called an IAT coolant, which is the green coolant. Then we have the OAT coolant, which is the orange, red, and pink colors. And of course, now they have the HOAT. Not to get into a lot of different names for coolants, but that normally is a yellow, turquoise, or blue coolant. So we have to remember that, you know, what it has is a lot of the silicates and phosphates for, you know, protection in the newer vehicles. And you can always go to, you know, peak.com and verify the type of coolant that's used for your vehicle is the best way to go.
Oh, okay. I didn't know and the difference is just what's in the coolant, like the different chemistry that's in there for your vehicle.
Right, right. And the reason for that, too, you know, I want to call it alphabet soup, if mm-hmm. you want to call it that, you yeah. know, the three different types of coolants mm-hmm. that are out there. But, you know, OAT stands for organic acid technology. The newer cars are HOAT, which mm-hmm. is a hybrid organic acid technology. And of course, you know, this is pre-2020 model vehicles, a lot older vehicles, but the old one, it was called inorganic additive technology. Okay. And again, that was, you know, vehicles before the year 2000. So, you know, we're talking about older models, but never, ever, ever cross-contaminate. In other words, if we have a coolant, a specific coolant, you know, we've seen it all in the auto parts store about all makes and all models.
Yeah.
Try not to do that because it can create gelling if you're using the wrong coolant. Always go to peak.com and figure out what coolant you need for your vehicle and keep it on hand and use the right coolant.
Yeah, it's just that easy. Just go to peak.com and they'll tell you what your car needs. Then you can just go buy it.
That's right.
Safe driving at night is critical, and it starts with your headlights. The sooner you're able to see an object in the road, the quicker you'll be able to react. Peak Power Vision Lighting features high-performance tungsten filaments, customized gas mixtures, and a proprietary optical coating. Peak's Power Vision window increases light output to produce their best nighttime illumination yet. You can drive to peakauto.com for more information. It's available at amazon.com/PEAK. In the world of auto repair, fine for now is just a way of saying see you soon. Whether it's a timing belt, timing chain, or a serpentine belt, the experts at Dayco know it's important to replace surrounding parts as well, like tensioners and pulleys, all at the same time. That helps prevent unexpected breakdowns and roadside headaches. That's why Dayco offers one of the widest kit selections available, with premium quality parts designed to work together, making repairs more complete. You can learn more at Dayco.com.
Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It does. Remember, we are brought to you in part by CRC Brake Clean, non-chlorinated. CRC Brake Clean features a powerful formula that cleans and dries faster than ever, requiring less product to remove dirt and grime from brake system components. You can learn more about non-chlorinated CRC Brake Clean right there at crcindustries.com. I want to remind people, too, that we're giving away for the next, hopefully next couple of weeks, a diehard 73-piece roadside emergency toolkit with a portable tote. It rolls up. It's really cool. It's got organized sections that give you quick access to what you need. It's diehard tools, so you know they're reliable and durable. So that goes without saying to me. When you say diehard, to me that says quality right off the bat. So you don't even need to finish that thought to my mind, Dan. As you say diehard, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
It has, and it's always good quality stuff. So hopefully we'll be giving these away more than once, but we got one to give away today. Here's a quick email, Dan.
Okay.
This is interesting. You see, he's got a 2017 Ford Escape. He says he used synthetic oil. He's only driven 5,000 miles, but he's waited 12 months to get an oil change. The shop is telling him that because he waited those 12 months, it ruined the seal on his oil filter and he's got oil leaking. He says they're claiming that since he waited so long, he, quote, seized the drain plug and ruined the seal on the filter that's causing the leak. He says that he thinks they must have over-tightened it when they changed it last because waiting that long doesn't make sense that it would have seized the drain plug. He wanted to know your thoughts on that issue.
Well, that vehicle, of course, first of all, he's partially right. I do believe that the oil filter was over-tightened. And then the other issue, too, if you look at it, that Escape has an aluminum or a die-cast oil pan. Mm-hmm. And this is why Dorman Products has oil plugs that you can buy from, from Advance Auto Parts. And the main reason for that is because they should be changed. You think about it. I know he didn't really mention miles, But bottom line is, if you're changing your oil every 3,000 to 5,000 miles and it has 100,000 miles on it, for an example, how many times, you know, you're going to do something to the threads on the oil plug and also on the oil pan itself. And so bottom line is this, if this, the technician that did the oil change on them, if they noticed the plug was coming out tight, mm-hmm. it should have been replaced. You know, again, okay. you know, Dorman products with the new plug, a great plug, Advanced Auto Parts to purchase that stuff, get it done, put a new oil plug in. So if it sees the shop or whoever's servicing it right now may have to take and use a thread chaser to straighten out the threads. But if that are damaged, Dorman does offer what we call an oversized oil plug, which is actually going to take and repair the threads that are damaged.
Oh, okay.
And then you can put the proper plug in. And again, I've seen that, you know, most oil filters, you should only hand tighten 3/4 of a turn. Any more than that, it's tight to get off. And here's another issue. We'll say the vehicle was in for other services, and if they didn't have the engine fully warmed up, that oil filter is very difficult to get off. You should always do this when the engine's at operating temperature, so you have the heat there and all the debris and everything's emulsified in the oil. So when you drain it, everything drains out and you can get the filter off. Excellent. Bottom line. So he's right.
They probably did over tighten it. But there's a fix. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Let's go to Kenny. Kenny's got a 2020 Chevy Spark. Says you're having a battery issue, Kenny.
I don't know if you want to call it an issue. I just have a
battery question.
A unique situation. I'm a what you call a classic Florida snowbird. I bought this vehicle brand new in 2020. And I put it in my home down in Estero, Florida, right by Fort Myers. And I used the vehicle from the months of November to about the middle of April. So I'm going to be leaving here in about another month or so. And the vehicle literally sits for the whole summer months down in Florida. I do put a very quality battery tender on the battery when I leave. But the battery is new. I mean, not new. It's the original battery of the vehicle. So it's probably 5 or 6 years old, and it's given me no problems whatsoever. So my question is, I know batteries have a life, and should I replace the battery now before I leave to go up north, or should I let the battery stay in there with the tender on it until I come back in November and hope it's okay fine and replace it then? Or I know this thing's going to die sooner or later. I mean, it's getting old.
Right. Okay, Ken. So here's, you have a couple options here. I would say definitely you're going to want to replace it. The tender did extend its life, but all batteries degrade over time. And most likely your vehicle has either an enhanced battery, a lead battery, or an AGM, a glass mat style battery. So what you're going to want to do, and I don't know how handy you are, you can go to autobatteries.com and they have a way where you can see what type of battery and amp hour battery is used. So that's one option. So you'll know the group number and whatever to make sure you're putting in the right battery. If it has an enhanced battery, you want to use an enhanced. If it has an AGM, you want to use that because the charging system is designed for that proper battery. Or the other option would be, and just about everybody has an Advanced Auto Parts close to their home. Is that something that you have close in your area, Ken, an Advanced Auto Parts?
Yeah, we've actually got one. It's about 4 miles away. I go there all the time, and I could probably have the guys there just look at it and tell me what battery I need for it.
Right. That would be my option. And then the thing of it is over there, too, the best part about it, Ken, you won't even have to get your hands dirty because they will install that battery for you. And I know that their premium batteries are the die-hard batteries, which is, again, made by Clarios. You know, they're one of the, in fact, they are the world's largest battery manufacturer and good quality product. I mean, Advance has had die-hard for years. Great warranty. In fact, I'm guessing that most likely you do have an AGM style battery in that. In fact, you know, you have a 4-year free replacement on that AGM battery if you buy the diehard from Advance Auto Parts. So that is what I would want you to do is, change it now and, of course, use the battery tender on it.
Okay. I mean, I've changed dozens of batteries in my life. Is this something they're going to charge me for? Can I just pick the battery up and then maybe pay a core charge and then bring the old one back later and just do it at my own pace at home.
Well, that's your option. That's your option.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, that's your option. Either way, but if you don't want to get your hands dirty, you can have them do it, and that way you don't have to run around taking the core back because they already have the core. So
yeah, that makes sense. But
and I believe
10 minutes away.
I believe Ken on your vehicle, it's relatively easy because I think it's under the hood on that vehicle.
Yeah, it's real simple to get to, up front.
Either way, if you don't feel like you decide when you get up, I don't feel like changing that battery today, let them do it. If you decide, I need something to do this afternoon, I can change the battery, just go pick it up, and then you got to make another trip back for the core charge. Not a big deal.
So it's not going to hurt the battery to have a brand new battery just sitting in the Florida heat for 6 months without being charged or anything, just sitting on a battery tender?
Oh, yeah. Well, the tender is going to keep it where it needs to be. That's the key because it's computer controlled. And it's going to adjust its charging based on ambient temperatures, too. So that's what you're going to look at. A tender will not overcharge a battery.
Great. Okay. Well, that answers my question. I appreciate it, guys.
Hey, Kenny, as long as you're going to go buy a diehard battery, how'd you feel about having a diehard roadside emergency toolkit to go in that car, too?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Okay. Well, you got one. I'll send it to you. Well, not me.
Really?
It won't come for me. Absolutely. Yes. It's a 73-piece roadside emergency toolkit, portable tote. You go to diehard.com. You can see a picture of it, but you won't need to see a picture, Kenny, because they're going to mail it to you. They're going to ship this to you. It's got all the essentials you need. I know you said you're a snowbird, so you'll be traveling back. You could throw it in the other car. Then if you have any trouble, you got an emergency toolkit right there in the car with you.
Awesome. I appreciate that, guys.
Win-win.
Awesome.
All thanks to Advance Auto Parts. So remember when you're there to pick up the diehard battery, just say thank you.
I'll do that.
Thanks, Kenny. We appreciate the call.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. That's kind of cool. I mean, the diehard does so many.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was surprised. I think he was a little surprised.
I think he was, too.
He was a little silenced there for a minute. Like, I was waiting. I think he was waiting for, how much is that going to cost me?
As long as you're buying stuff, Kenny. As long as we got we'll need your credit card number. That'll be fine. Yeah. I think it's cool. I think this toolkit is really, really neat.
Right. And again, I'm going to hit on batteries again with autobatteries.com. Mm-hmm. It's a must. Make sure you always use the type of battery that was installed from the manufacturer. It's critical because of the fact that, you don't want to have a lead acid battery that's inside the vehicle where it should be an AGM, because it's not good to have a charging system, battery sulfuric acid gases in your vehicle. So always use what is recommended for your vehicle.
And the recommendations right there at autobatteries.com. You see that puddle under your car? Well, don't ignore it. That slow coolant leak can turn into an overheated engine, leading to a repair bill in the thousands. Before that happens, grab K-Seal. It's a trusted pour-and-go solution that seals the leak in your head gasket, block, radiator, heater core, and it does it fast. No tools, no downtime, and no disaster. K-Seal is available nationwide at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop leaks before they stop you. You can learn more at kseal.com. And remember what we always tell you, you don't just seal it, you K-Seal it. Introducing Argos, the powerful new owned brand of oils and fluids from Advance Auto Parts. Built for DIYers, pro technicians, and everyday drivers, Argos products are engineered to be affordable, reliable, and strong, delivering the performance you need at a price that you'll love. Choose from synthetic blend or full synthetic heavy-duty motor oils crafted to protect your engine and keep you moving with confidence. Argos is available exclusively at Advance Auto Parts and CarQuest locations nationwide and online at advanceautoparts.com.
Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Remember, we're here every Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. You go to thecarshow.com. The number's there to call us live on Thursday. There's a voicemail number. You can leave us a voicemail. There is an email address. You can shoot us an email. And if you shoot us your number, we'll call you. That's how good we are. And we won't call late. We promise. We know that you're, you know, probably watching TV, having a nice night. Last thing you want is a car show guy's call and go, hey, heard you had a question. What's going on? You know, we wouldn't do that.
No, or what you can do, Brian, because I know you're up early. We can also give him your cell phone number.
There you go. I am up early. You can call me anytime.
But you won't answer.
I didn't say I'd answer. I said you could call anytime. That's what I tell my family. Call me anytime. It's like, oh, you'll answer? Oh, God, no, I'm not picking up. but you're free to call. I want to remind everybody that Advance Auto Parts makes car care simple with a variety of free services. You can stop in for free battery testing and installation, free wiper blade installation, and even free engine code scanning. It's quick, convenient help. And it's all designed to keep you confidently on the road right there at Advance Auto Parts. The wiper blade installation, I really, really like. I've had them do that once on my car, on an older car. But it's, I love it because by the time I need to change the wiper blades, I have forgotten what I need to do to change the wiper blades.
And if
I buy them there, which I'm going to buy them there anyway, it's nice. They come out. They don't treat me like I'm a dummy, which I kind of feel like for not knowing how to put on wiper blades. They just come out and nicely swap them out for me, and then they take all the stuff and throw it away. You don't even have junk in the back of your car. It's really convenient and nice.
But I want to add an important tip for the do-it-yourselfer. If you mm-hmm. are going to change your own wiper blades, mm-hmm. most people that don't do it all the time, they're not thinking. So I always recommend that if you're going to do it yourself, have a foam pad where the wiper blade sets, because when you go to remove the blade, that arm is spring loaded. Okay. Yep. And what can happen if that blade isn't on there and it smacks down,
crack,
you'll break that windshield. So it's really important that if you change them on your own, have something protective there so you do not break it.
The other important thing is I bought the Peak wiper blades, which was really, they're really nice wiper blades, but they come with a little protective strip across the actual blade. When you open the package, there's a protective strip on the blade to protect the blade inside the packaging.
Yes.
You got to take that off when you install them or it doesn't work.
I've seen people do that.
I did it. I was like, these blades don't work.
And now, Brian, because of taking them little plastic protective guides off, you have a wipe like Charmin,
Wonderful. Yes, it made all the difference in the world. And I was like, boy, am I glad I did this. And next time, the guys at Advance Auto Parts are swapping these out for me.
Well, there's one thing I want to add about Advance. We hit on a lot of the free things they do.
Yeah.
Somehow, in the shop, I needed a pitman arm puller for the Chevrolet truck I was working on, and I couldn't find it. So I don't know if one of the techs took it home, but luckily, I was able to get that tool from Advance Auto Parts and use it for free. So that's another thing. They have a tool loaner program. Cool. Don't forget about that. So if you are a do-it-yourselfer, they do have all the specialty tools available for you to get the job done right.
Yeah, and it saves you some money because you don't have to buy the tool you're going to use one time for one job.
Yes, and surprisingly enough, I did return that puller back to Advance Auto Parts. And the next day, somehow, somewhere, that puller showed back up in the tool bin.
I don't know where it was. Well, you were talking off the air before. You've been working. You did another job in the shop you wanted to talk about that I thought was interesting.
You know, so many times we know CRC has wonderful products and chemicals, but, you know, they make two different types of brake cleaners. They had the chlorinated and, of course, the non-chlorinated brake cleaner. And both of these evaporate quite fast. But recently, this one last one I had in the shop was a 2016 Yukon. And I don't know where it came from. It could have been at one time, maybe they had a CV joint that was torn. Well, there was a lot of grease on there. And yes, the chlorinated and non-chlorinated CRC brake clean would do the job. But now they offer a brake clean foaming brake wash, which really worked well on this because I sprayed it on and the foam was there and it gave it that extra little bit of time for cleaning. And great product. This product is water-based, but don't let that fool you because it still has, you know, it cleans like a solvent. So I used the foaming first, and then I finished it off with the CRC brake clean, non-chlorinated brake cleaner to mm-hmm. clean it up. And you know, not that that's an actual repair, but you always want to clean everything up before and after you perform a brake service on yeah. a vehicle. You know, and again, my saying is there's never enough time to do it right, but you always have enough time to do it over. And, and you know, and handling something that had that thin coat of grease on it, and again, I don't know where it came from, but it worked really well.
Wow. And it's to me, the thing I didn't know until you and I have been talking about it in the last year or so was you've got to clean those brake parts before you put them on. And then when you get them all on, clean them again to get all the stuff that you handled them. You know, there's a lot of cleaning in brakes that I didn't think you had to do.
Right. Well, keep in mind when you buy a new rotor, for an example, mm-hmm. You know, there's a protective film on there so the rotors don't rust, even though they come in a plastic bag. So you what you do is you do a pre-wash on that. And of course, everything else, like when it comes down to, you know, in our region, you're going to find out there's going to be a lot of rust that forms on the hub, the bearing hub, mm-hmm. that's got to be cleaned off. And in many cases, you know, once you clean it off and use a CRC brake clean, you want to give it a coat of paint, let that dry. But, you know, regardless of how careful you are, you still may get a little bit of grease or something on it. So you want to just give it a light spray to make sure everything's clean. Because, Brian, you know, the biggest complaint about brakes is noise.
Yeah.
And that's what we don't want to have. And then for the people out there that like using the tire dressing, that's yeah. another issue. You know, you got to be careful of that too, because that tire dressing can actually, you're spraying everything. It makes your tire look good, but you want to make sure the dressing you use doesn't contain any type of silicones, because you're actually spraying oil on your rotor then. So, yeah. you know, keep in mind, be careful on that, but that CRC brake cleaner works great for, you know, cleaning all that off too.
Yeah. And if it's foaming, it's going to hang around a little longer. It's not just going to spray and, you know, evaporate quickly. The foaming right. keeps it there
water
for a while.
Based. Yeah. But again, don't let it fool you just because it's, water-based.
don't let it fool me.
Oh yeah, it's, you know, a lot of water-based products don't work well. So but in this case, this worked very well.
I didn't know that. I never would have thought that. I would just think, and I guess it makes sense that the water-based wouldn't work as well as another.
Well, and here's the thing: when it comes down to brake cleaners, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of states won't. You can't purchase certain brake cleaners if it contains the wrong chemicals. At least with the CRC foaming brake cleaner, you know, it's approved in all 50 states.
Yeah.
So, oh, and the best part about it, low odor. I don't know if you've ever, you know, some of these cleaners you do have to use in a well-ventilated area, but this is a very low odor to it too, but it still, you know, cleans. So,
cool.
And it's not flammable.
Well, that's always handy for me.
Always, Brian, always.
It's not flammable. Everybody tells me that lately. Don't worry, it's not flammable. It's like, I must look like a guy who's just not good with fire.
Well, it's not flammable. That's why they never gave you matches as a Boy Scout.
That's true. I need to get the flint and the metal thing to strike a spark with.
Right. But again, yeah. back to the CRC products, yeah. everything they have with the cleaner. And of course their silicone based ceramic grease is wonderful because it's high heat that you use for the, you know, the caliper pins and any place that you have moving parts. So,
yeah.
you know, do it right, Brian, always, and use CRC products.
Yeah. And the CRC is great. You can find them at crcindustries.com. If you can't find them at Advanced Auto Parts, they're right there online. And the chemistry is wonderful. And like you tell everybody, chemistry is always getting better.
Yes, it is.
It is. So until next week, have a safe driving week ahead, everybody. In the world of auto repair, fine for now is just a way of saying see you soon. Whether it's a timing belt, timing chain, or a serpentine belt, the experts at Dayco know it's important to replace surrounding parts as well, like tensioners and pulleys, all at the same time. That helps prevent unexpected breakdowns and roadside headaches. That's why Dayco offers one of the widest kit selections available, with premium quality parts designed to work together, making repairs more complete. You can learn more at Dayco.com. Safe driving at night is critical, and it starts with your headlights. The sooner you're able to see an object in the road, the quicker you'll be able to react.
Peak Power Vision Lighting features high-performance tungsten filaments, customized gas mixtures, and a proprietary optical coating. Peak's Power Vision window increases light output to produce their best nighttime illumination yet. You can drive to peakauto.com for more information. It's available at amazon.com/capital P, capital E, capital A, capital K.